Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, January 27, 2020. This morning I will talk about tension with others. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, beloved Son, Holy Spirit, we praise you for being willfully present in our lives. Teach us to be willfully present in the lives of those around us. We confess our need for holiness. May your example shine through us. We confess that we are often attracted more to culture and less to you. Teach us how to live faithfully in tension with the world around us. We confess the need to be reconciled with those that pain us and those that we pain. Teach us how to live sacrificially in your name. We thank you for the life and sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the many spiritual blessings showered on us by your Holy Spirit. Grant us the strength for the day, grace for those that we meet, and peace. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Matthew 5:43-45, we read, "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." When we become Christians, tension with others can arise in two ways. First, when we draw closer to God, the gap between the biblical values we are growing into and the cultural values that we are leaving behind widens, and people notice. After I started seminary, I noticed, for example, that some of my saltier friends stopped using profanity in my presence. Second, because God loves people, when we draw closer to God and become more like Jesus, we cannot help but love people too. Although sanctification creates a gap between us and others, God's love flowing through us works to bridge the gap. Consider the story of Abraham and his nephew Lot. God blessed Abraham and then revealed his plans to destroy two sinful cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, set apart from the world. Abraham then prayed to God to spare the cities for the sake of the righteous living there, presumably including his nephew Lot. Lot showed no problem living in Sodom or compassion for his neighbors. Quite the contrary, Lot displayed bad judgment in choosing to live near Sodom and only left Sodom at the urging of angels sent to retrieve him. Lot's wife found it even harder to leave Sodom and disobeyed the angels by looking back at the flaming city. Reflecting on the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, the church can position itself relative to culture in three ways: working to redeem the culture, like Abraham, inattentive to the culture, like Lot, or beguiled by the culture, like Lot's wife. Jesus commends Abraham's approach, but the grace extended has its limits, as Jesus instructs his disciples. "And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay with them until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let the grace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone does not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave the town or city. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable in the day of judgment in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town." This is Matthew 10:11-15. The disciples are to offer peace, that is, preach the gospel to everyone, for the sake of those willing to listen. But those unwilling to listen must have their wishes respected. The gap between others and ourselves is the focus of the last three Beatitudes. Honored are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Honored are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Honored are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of horrible things against you falsely on my account. This is Matthew 5:9-11. In these Beatitudes, Jesus neither denies nor excuses nor runs away from persecution. Instead, he treats persecution as a ministry opportunity. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is Matthew 5:44. And he offers consolation for those who suffer persecution. The implication is that tension with others is the norm, not the exception, for Christian disciples. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.